Hello, friends. It has been a long while since I have dropped into the studio. Oh, where do I start? Where do I begin? What do we chat about? Why did I even decide to come on here? All of these questions and more, I just do not know. Well, the last time we chatted, I was quitting my 9-to-5. And now I am fully in my business and helping to heal the world one step at a time. This place used to be a space where I would come and talk and process and heal, where I would channel, where I began to uncover and rediscover my gifts. My business started with this podcast, and now it has morphed into this incredible gift because I get to help people. I get to help souls remember who they are and who they came here to be. The more I step into my soul gifts, the greater my ability to hold space for you to step into yours. I thought about doing a guided meditation. I thought about doing all sorts of things, but I just wanted to chat a little bit about what I do and why I do it, and kind of some of the offerings I have and the ways to work with me, because I feel like this is a really, really potent time. We have made it through the eclipse. That was really intense. And now we're on the back end finishing up Mercury in retrograde. Now, Mercury in retrograde usually wreaks havoc on technology. And I can tell you firsthand, it has for me. I had a Zoom meeting yesterday with somebody I had won a coaching call with, and we ended up losing connection. I lost count after 4 or 5 times. Like, it kept dropping the call. And part of it was the energy that we were bringing to that container, but also part of it is just Mercury retrograde. The more we as a collective put our energy into something, the more it manifests. So all of us who are like, oh, technology gets so whack during Mercury retrograde. Well, yeah, because we've all put that intention into Mercury retrograde, and now that's what happens. Where to go from here? Okay. So my guides, I am primarily clairaudient, and I think we've talked about, if you want, you can look back at old episodes. I do have an episode all about the clair senses, because the whole point of having this podcast is to educate. And so this one is probably the scariest, and it has taken me 3 years to sit down and record this episode. This is a long time coming episode, even though it doesn't seem like it, because there's been so much time between when I started this podcast in March 2021 to where, to where I am now. But I found my voice through this podcast. I found my purpose, and it's time I return to this space because it brings me such joy. It brings me joy to share my story and share my wisdom with you all. So I want to chat a little bit about the evolution of my business, because that kind of goes into why I have been hesitant to talk about what I want to talk about today. So I started this business, my Peace and Calm Life business, with this podcast and by doing card readings. I gave about, 10 to 13 card readings my first year, and I made about $311 in sales in my first year. 2022, I evolved, as we all do, in our business and just in life. We should be always growing and striving to learn more about ourselves. And so with this curiosity, I set out on a journey of uncovering more about me, more about my gifts, more about the healing that needed to happen. So in 2022, I gave birth to my second daughter in January, and I set on healing so many of the stories that had come up for me. And it's been why it's hard to get back to this, because there was so much that happened to me in such a short amount of time and so much healing that had happened that I struggled to show back up. I struggled to show up for this and show up for where I wanted to go and what I wanted to do and all these things. Like I got into that spirally loop. And so I set out on healing the past lives that had come up for me. I had three lifetimes that had come up in a 2.5 week period. And then I was having a really hard time as my gifts were coming online even greater and even deeper, because what was happening was the doors to the Akashic Records were wide open for me. My soul remembered that it is a wisdom keeper, which means that my soul job in a soul lifetime was to protect and watch over the Akashic Records. Now, for those of you who may not know or be familiar with what the Akashic Records are, this is kind of the whole point of this episode. The Akashic Records are a house, essentially. It's shown as a temple. It's shown as a church. It's shown as a building, whatever your soul. We'll get into that, actually. So it's revealed as a building, and in it houses every thought, every decision, every choice, everything for every lifetime, for all souls, not just yours, but all souls, and the timeline of humanity, and the cosmos and everything else. Like, it is literally the house for all knowledge. This, as far as my understanding, this field is in the eighth dimension. For me, it is so easy for me to get there. I literally close my eyes and I'm at the edge of that realm. Like, it is an instantaneous thing for me. And I had to realize that not everyone can do this to the level that I can. Every soul can access their own records, but not everyone can do it to the level that I have unlocked. Part of that is through my own soul's journey. Part of that is through this uncovering and rediscovering of what my purpose is here. So I was tapping into the Akashic Records without realizing that that's what I was doing. And it got really intense, and I had to work with multiple different healers and coaches along the way to get me to where I am today. And now I am consistently having growth in my business. Since October, I have maintained my sales, and I'm now looking for the next quantum leap. I'm now looking to shift the stories that I'm telling myself, because our stories are spells, and we are keeping ourselves in our own way, trying to protect ourselves. And so this is me working to unravel that protection that I've put in place. I am no longer staying small. I am here to help you remember, help you get back into wholeness with yourself. So I want to talk a little bit about my Akashic Record journeys and how they have evolved as I have evolved. Because every Akashic Record journey is different, because every soul is different. I never, ever know what the heck I'm going to uncover. I never know what is in your records until we are in it. So basically what happens is somebody will come to me and we'll book a reading. And you can book either one-off readings, so a one-time journey, or we can dive deep into your records with my Awaken to the Akashic program. It's a four-session journey where we dive into your soul purpose, your soul blueprint, your soul guides, and any past life or ancestral healing that needs to happen for you to step into all of those roles. This program is very near and dear to my heart because I take these journeys with the utmost sacredness and the utmost safety for your nervous system. I don't control what information comes through. Your wisdom keepers do. And in doing that, they understand your soul and where you are on your soul journey. They know what they can kind of push and where to kind of pull back. And there's a lot of free will for you when we journey in a record into a record reading. So a lot of times they'll ask me, do we want to keep exploring or are we complete for today? And I don't answer that. I relay that question back to you and you decide what feels good to you. Because I know what feels good to me, but that could be completely different than what feels good to you. As I read the Akashic records more and more and more for others, more and more of my own soul gifts are revealed. So this is how I learned I was a record repairer. So I offer two different kinds of readings. I offer my Akashic record journeys and I offer soul guidance readings. Soul guidance readings are basically an open-ended exploration into any and all things spiritual, all things. So they could be questions about your career, questions about your past lives, questions about really just anything that your soul is seeking guidance on. Sometimes past loved ones come through, sometimes ancestors, sometimes guides. It really depends on who wants to share messages with you. So I offer that, and then I also offer my soul codes, which is a long-term way of working with me for 4 or 8 sessions where we dive deep and we build on the work. So it's essentially like a spiritual life coach for your soul. So in those journeys, a lot of times I see past lives as well because I'm already tapped into the Akashic records. In one of my soul guidance readings, I was speaking to somebody about their soul and their past lives and their kind of soul timeline and how it reveals itself to me. And what I was shown was that I am a record repairer, which I had never heard of. And I was like, this is badass. So basically, the way it was shown to me is that our soul time is not linear. Okay. First of all, time is not linear. Everything is happening in the here and now. So you can be having past lives that are actually parallel lives. So just want to clear that up. However, our soul has a timeline that is linear from what I've seen. So our soul's timeline is linear, even though all of these different things are happening at once. So it's almost like stacked on top of each other. But it creates a longevity. Okay. So your soul's journey, what happens is there are different like blackouts and there are different like spots within your records that are black, that are either due to trauma, due to protections, due to during your life review, you pulling those pieces out. Whatever the reason is, there are blackouts in your soul timeline. And so what I do as a record repairer is I basically plug those back in. So we journey, we discover the stories that need to be shared. We break down protections and we are able to see, feel, read, understand why there was a blackout, essentially. And we heal that. And we plug that back in. And we bring you back into wholeness through that process. Sometimes there's a release. So sometimes clients cry. Sometimes there's a physical piece that has to happen, a movement or rest that needs to happen. It really depends on kind of what happens in a session. The first time I ever journeyed, I didn't know what to expect. And as I have begun journeying more and more, it's morphed and changed. So the way that I have seen others read the records, and there's no right or wrong way to do this. I just want that to be clear. The way I have seen others read the records is not the way that I read the records. And that's okay. I'm an Aquarius sun. We have to do everything different. We are the rebel child. So, of course, I have to do it differently. So the way that it's normally done is that multiple people, so anyone kind of in the world, can be journeying to the Akashic at the same time. Because it is essentially like a temple with all the books. But you're basically in a temple with all these other people that are also trying to read their own books. So, or have somebody else read for them. And that just doesn't sit right with me. Like, I don't want to go somewhere and have all these other people there. Like, I don't want their energy to interfere. I don't want any of their influence in my journey. So what I have asked is that we see your soul's building, your soul's information only. So there's a protective layer of that that creates this safety and privacy in my readings. So what we basically do is I sit in meditation with you over, it used to be Zoom, but now I use Google Meet. We sit together virtually. I only offer these virtually. And I sit in meditation and I basically verbally explain to you everything I'm feeling, seeing, and sensing, and down to every detail. I mean, we talk about what your building looks like, what your door is made of, why it's made of that, what your doorknob is made of, and what significance that has. Then when we enter your building, we are kind of in what I call the atrium. So it's kind of this is the space where everyone is. But I've also asked in that space that we not see everyone, that we see only people that are there for you. So sometimes there are ancestors, guides, angels, whoever in that atrium that wish to share messages with you or wish to just show you their support. Sometimes nobody shows up. And that doesn't mean that nobody wants to show up. It's just that's not what you need that day. So in this atrium, there are all these books, and that's where I can feel more of the people coming and going, but I don't see them. And so we don't talk about them. Then we are ushered into a hallway. There are two different hallways that have been revealed to me. When I started reading the records, I was only seeing one hallway. As I started reading the records more, a second hallway opened up. So as I journey more for others, more is revealed to me. And like I said, I realize that now I'm a record repairer. So there's deep work for me to do here in the records with you. So the first hallway that's straight ahead that I see is usually a earth lifetimes. So it's earth lessons, earth lifetimes, things that only can be learned here on earth or healed here on earth. A lot of times it looks like a medieval hallway with like the torches with fire. It's very connected to the elements, which makes sense. We're on earth. We're connected to the elements. The other hallway is to the left-hand side. That hallway is all off planet. Gifts, information, healing that needs to happen. It's usually closely related to earth, but it's off planet stuff. I had somebody who was a record bender, I think is what they called her. I actually can't completely remember the name because I don't remember a whole lot coming out of my sessions. That's how you know I'm such an open channel, because I don't remember. I just communicate the information. It's not my job to process, analyze, or reveal anything to you other than the information. That's my job, is to reveal the information. So anyway, so then we go down a hallway. Okay. And when we get down the hallway, depending on where exactly your room is down the hallway, I am shown that information as well. When we stop in front of your room, we discuss kind of your door, if there are any protections that are put in place. I am able to break down those protections to reveal, read those records. And then if the protections need to go back up, I'm able to put the records back up. But I've seen more and more clients with protections on their records. And I am able to break those down. I have yet to uncover or discover why I am able to do that, but I am able to do that. Once we're in your room, usually it's only people that are there that are for you, that are there to help you heal. So whether it's ancestors, whether it's loved ones, whether it's past lives, whatever, or your wisdom keepers, anybody that's connected to just your soul is in your room. It's a very private session. I don't need to read the books that are in that room, but I have asked that we at least read a book. There was one session I did for a client where they had the book floating in the air and I was reading the book while it was floating. It wasn't open. It was just floating. And they were like, look at what's possible in here and forget what you know and allow it to unfold. So that's what I've done. I've allowed it to unfold. Basically what happens is we go with an intention. Like I said, either we're looking for soul purpose, we're looking to answer a question, we're looking to uncover any loops that we're playing. We're looking to get at the heart of what your soul needs. And with that intention, we are then able to discover the stories and what information needs to come through. In my last Akashic journey, I channeled Jesus. And this was really, really profound. So essentially the client, her soul was a invalid is what they called it, which just means somebody who was sick with a terminal illness. And Jesus was not going to miraculously heal them. And they knew that. But people, society had shunned them. And what Jesus was channeling through me was that we are worthy. We are worthy of love. We are worthy of God's love. We are worthy no matter what. We are always worthy of God's love. Even if everyone tells us we're not, we are. And that was their lesson to learn, was that they are still worthy of God's love. And through that message, we brought this soul, this beautiful soul who journeyed with me. We brought her so much peace. And she had such a physical release. She was actually crying during our session because she was releasing any of the pain and trauma from this lifetime. And that is how we're helping to repair her records. That's a piece of it. Not everyone is going to cry during a session. I'm not saying that. But that through that release, we were able to repair that record even deeper. It really depends on what repairing is needed. And I'm not always aware of the repairing. It's just through your choice in journeying with me, because of the privacy and the safety I've created in my journeys, we are able to repair your records. We are able to break down any of those protections that your soul put in place so that we can heal, so that you can come back into wholeness and back into trust and faith and clarity in your own path here. This is a school here on earth, and we are all here to be curious and to remember our soul purpose and mission, our soul guides and connection, our past lives and ancestral healing that needs to occur. Because when we are the cycle breakers, we are here for a divine purpose. So this is kind of a general overview. I don't want to go too deep because I just want to share the space with you. If you are at all interested in booking a Akashic journey or Akashic record reading, Awaken to the Akashic with me, I would love to have you. I am only taking two people through my Awaken to the Akashic, my 4-session journey, because I want to give you the undivided attention. And I want to make sure that I'm giving you my full energy. And I'm not giving it to you. I'm just offering the space for me to channel for you. So Awaken to the Akashic is a 4-session journey that is paid in full, $1,132, on a payment plan, 8 weekly payments of $166. Or my Awaken to the Akashic record journeys are $333. So all of that I will leave in the show notes for you. I would love to hold sacred space for you. And I hope that this kind of encourages you and inspires you to uncover what mysteries the Akashic has for you. I will be dropping back in. I have many, many episodes that I have recorded that I have not released. I have to listen back to them to make sure that they're still in alignment. Otherwise, you'll see more of me because I missed being in here. I missed sharing my story and I missed being a part of this community. So welcome back.